Thanks for listening to Access Utah. I'm Tom Williams. We're responding to events, tumultuous events in Utah over the past several weeks. First, a federal judge struck down Utah's bans against gay marriage, including Constitutional Amendment 3, which defined marriage as only between a man and a woman. More than 1,000 gay and lesbian couples were married across the state, including Senator Jim DeBacchus and his partner, and our guest earlier in the program, Cecily Saunders Keating and her wife. Then the U.S. Supreme Court issued a stay as the ruling was appealed to the U.S. 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. We understand that's going to be expedited, and in legal terms, that's still a ways out, but the argument's late February, and this may go to the Supreme Court, though likely not during this session. Then, the latest news, Governor Herbert has announced that Utah will not recognize marriages performed during that window. We're asking you, should we outlaw or embrace gay marriage in Utah? What is the state's interest in defining marriage? How should marriage be defined? And who should decide? Utah voters who approved Amendment 3 or the courts? And again, we're talking with Bill Duncan, director of the Center for Family and Society and executive director of the Marriage Law Foundation at the Sutherland Institute, and State Senator Jim DeBacchus, who's also chairman of the Utah Democratic Party. Again, the number to call is 1-800-826-1495. And you can join us on our Utah Public Radio Facebook page and by email to upraccess@gmail.com. Here is an email from April on our Facebook. Well, not an email, but a post on our Facebook page. It's a little bit lengthy, but I'll read this. I'll go to Mr. Duncan first, just so you know where I'm going. She says, personally, I think that any two consenting adults should be able to receive the legal benefits that marriage entails. And I think that should be the end of it. I think no religion or lack thereof should have the dominating say on what marriage is. I know our belief systems in Utah are often somewhat similar, but I genuinely think that there's no inherent difference between gays and straights, just like there are no inherent differences in the humanity between Asians and blacks and whites. It's all our perception. So when consenting adults decide they want to join together and receive legal rights with each other, including adoption, visitation rights in the hospital, insurance coverage, and buying a house together, there should also be no difference, so long as the government does not require individual religions to perform the marriage based on their religious doctrines. Bill Duncan, what do you make of April's comment? What's your response?
It relies on a kind of an interesting understanding of marriage as being basically all of those kinds of what we really call the incidents of marriage. Those things certainly could be extended more broadly without changing the definition of marriage and all that entails. I think it's interesting that the senator's comments and some of these others as well seem to jump in towards kind of accusations of, you know, religious groups forcing their way or the Sutherland Institute doing this thing and that thing. And we still haven't, I think, gotten a good sense of what the government's interest, what the state's interest, what the public interest is in marriage, if marriage is nothing more than a way of valorizing adult choices about their relationships. And I guess the concern that I feel like is this, the public discussion we're having, certainly very valuable in many ways, but it needs to grapple with the reality that children are entitled to a relationship with their own mother and father wherever possible. And it's appropriate to say that some cases that won't happen. That's a reality. But that doesn't give us the answer to what the state of Utah or any state needs to do in order to make that more likely to happen. Hmm. And our position is actually pretty simple. If we say that it's not an ideal anymore, then it's less likely to happen. If we say it's still an ideal, even when some of us are going to fall short, it's more likely to happen. I don't think that's all that. I don't think that should be all that threatening to those who may see things differently.
Senator DeBacchus, your response to April and to Bill Duncan.
You know, I wonder what happens. Put yourself in the Attorney General's office or the Governor's office yesterday. We've gone through this. We have seen these fabulous Utah citizens with their families, with their children. The children now having the stability and honor of having two parents that care about them and love them. That's good for a child to understand that there is that stability in the relationship. It's like the state wants to say, no, you know, we would rather have you without that stability. We'd rather have you promiscuous. We'd rather have you just shacking up. So we saw that miracle of those 1,300 people run, because they have been waiting, some of them, for many, many years. They receive their civil marriage, and then the governor gets up with the attorney general, looks at the polls, and not the polls of the state, because the polls of the state show dramatic move toward marriage equality, but looks at the polls of the very conservative members of the caucus, and the governor goes, Becky Lockhart's going to run against me. I've got to get out there and make a political statement. So he destroys the families, announces it yesterday. It's over. And I'm wondering, are there fist pumps when you look at Utah families and you look at their children and you look at 2,600 incredibly happy people and thousands of others and hundreds of children who had 17 days of putting their heads down on a pillow knowing they had two loving legal parents? And when you destroy those, is it a good day when you're the governor? You go, yeah, I got something done good that day. I mean, I just don't understand the mentality that says, we don't want committed, loving couples who are raising children in many cases to have the civil approval of our civil marriages. I don't get it. They're off with some kind of philosophical bent, and it's just wrong.
Let's bring in our first caller, Mel in Leverkin. Mel, glad you called. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Yes, I'm kind of curious about this Amendment 3. Do you have a copy of it in front of you, Tom?
I don't, but I can pull it up here quickly, and I'm sure our guests are very familiar with it.
Yeah, I do believe it says marriage is between one man and one woman. And since that was approved and then repealed, and we don't know where it's going to go just yet, but what is that going to do for our friends down in Colorado City that have two or three women and one man? What's that going to do to those people?
Let's see. I've got it in front of me. So before we go to our guests, marriage consists only of the legal union between a man and a woman. And the second clause, no other domestic union, however denominated, may be recognized as a marriage or given the same substantially equivalent legal effect. So let's go first to Bill Duncan on Mel's point there.
Bill, you can have that one.
Yeah. Well, when Judge Shelby struck down Amendment 3, he did so only on its the element of requiring a husband and wife. And so there's no direct implication that I could see for the laws regulating polygamy, which are actually contained in a different portion of the code. Anyway, if I could just be allowed to respond to, again, another really startling claim that,
yes, go ahead,
this desire to destroy families, and it's hard to know how to respond to an accusation like that, and I worry that this has been descending consistently into ad hominem kinds of attacks rather than engaging the reality that, you know, even the children that we're talking about that are said to have two legal parents now married, they had two parents when they were born. And the question is, are we going to recognize that and honor that in the law, or are we going to say, well, actually, marriage is just what adults want. It doesn't have much to do with what children's relationship with their mother and father. That's a sort of a side issue. But if that fits with what some adults want to have, hey, that's great. You know, I don't feel like we're really engaging that question so far, and perhaps that's not that important to philosophically. I suspect the argument for same-sex marriage doesn't feel or requires.
Let me just interrupt, Senator Backus. Sounds like he's responding. Please wait, Senator, and we'll get you a full response. Go ahead, Mr. Duncan.
Sure. Well, and so, you know, I don't have any idea of the motives of various politicians that have very little interest in knowing what those are, but it staggers belief to think that the reason that virtually all cultures across time have understood marriage as the union of a husband and wife, as opposed to any other kind of relationship, it is merely because there's some kind of cross-cultural, trans-historical conspiracy to harm people. That's not a good explanation. It's not a plausible explanation for the situation we have now. And questions about the motives of individual politicians or whatever, they don't get us any closer to understanding that you know, really startling universality of the marriage institution.
Let's, Senator, I'll give you time to respond to what Mr. Duncan's been saying. First of all, I wonder if you would respond to this email.
This is really interesting.
This is from Hillary and Hiram, who says.
I thought you were talking about the previous.
Oh no. You could respond to that one as well. But if you'd respond to this one, and then respond to what Mr. Duncan's been saying. This is from Hillary and Hiram. And Mr. Duncan will give you a chance to respond, of course, as well. Hillary and Hiram, the state of Utah is irresponsible in spending millions of dollars to fight for an unconstitutional amendment when the money could be spent on schools. I assume you agree with that.
I agree. And, Mr. Duncan just can't understand. How can I get emotional? Yeah. How can I say this about the governor? Look, my partner and I were together for 27 years. We didn't run off to other states. Utah is our home. We love it here. This is where our values are. This is where we are. And I didn't say what is the governor's motivation other than what was going through his mind as he destroyed or attempted to destroy and actually effectively destroyed those marriages yesterday. Was it a good feeling? Did he feel, oh yeah, I did something good for those families. I took away one of their partners. I took away their insurance. I took away the recognition of the state that this is a relationship. I mean, excuse me for taking it personally, but if somebody marched in and grabbed your wedding certificate and said your relationship wasn't valid and babble, and then sent out, this is what kills me about the organization that Mr. Duncan works for, they're using this to send out fundraising letter after fundraising letter after fundraising letter and making money off of dividing our community. And from my perspective, splitting up families. I think it's shameless, and say as you will, I would hope the Sutherland Institute would stop calling themselves pro-family. Because when you advocate for the breakup of 1,300 legal families with many children, I don't know how you can describe that as pro-family.
Let me follow up, Senator, before I go back to Bill Duncan. The Sutherland Institute, I think, and Bill Duncan's been saying that since every child has a mother and a father, we ought to acknowledge that. What about the philosophical argument that ought to be the gold standard definition for a family is mom, dad, and kids?
Well, you know, there's a lot of this is not 1892. I mean, there is surrogacy. There are all, if you want to say, if your philosophy says, you know what, it's best to have a mother and father, the father working outside of the home, the mother staying at home and taking care of the kids, and they have 4.3 kids and they got a good house out in the suburbs, if that's what your definition is and you put it back to the Bible that historically that's what it was, hey, I got no problem with it, say it. But to come in with the full force of the law and order every family to match up to your kind of fantasy expectations of the 1950s America and say families that don't meet up to your expectations ought not to be recognized, and the children that they are raising, whether you like it or not, ought to be treated as second-class citizens in the state of Utah is wrong. And it's reprehensible, actually.
Let me give Bill Duncan a chance to respond. About a minute, Mr. Duncan. We're running out of time.
Sure. Well, again, a lot of overheated comments, but very little light on the subject at hand. I guess we're concerned that we would not want to have to face children deprived of relationship with their mother and father because of adult choices and tell them we didn't care. Because that was going to cause discomfort to others. That's the nature, unfortunately, of our world. That there's going to be exceptional circumstances we deal with, but we don't change the ideal on that basis. And I do feel badly that the senator feels so personally hurt by that. I think I can understand if I was in his position. I suppose I'd feel the same way. I would suggest that. There's more constructive ways of dealing with that than to lash out at those you disagree with, but that's going to be in the nature, I think, of an issue that brings out such strong feeling.
Senator, I have a couple of comments I want to address to you, and I'll ask you to be very brief. We're running out of time. Stephen on our Facebook page says there's nothing redeeming about the same gender. So there's his comment, and let's see. This is from Richard on our Facebook page. This is my opinion of Governor Herbert and his position. State won't recognize gay marriages. We have learned by sad experience that it is the nature and disposition of almost all men. As soon as they get a little authority, they suppose they will immediately begin to exercise unrighteous dominion. He's quoting LDS scripture there. He's not representing all citizens of Utah. He's representing his religious views. Ali says same-sex couples wishing to marry are not demanding that religious entities perform these marriages. We just want to be considered full citizens. Being legally married gives us same benefits and rights without traditional couples. So just we have another comment we're even leaving aside due to time. Just 30 seconds, Senator.
I'll wrap up. And Mr. Duncan, I apologize if you thought I was lashing out. I always talk like this. We could be talking about school lunch programs or how to fix a flat tire. It's just I'm effusive. So don't take anything personally. I have strong feelings. I put them out there. And somebody comes after my marriage, you're right. I might have a strong opinion, and I suspect you would as well.
Let's see. Let me let's extend the program just by a minute. I want to get this comment in. This is from Corey in Clearfield. It says, I choose to respect the person and don't identify them with their behavior, but when that person's behavior is wrong and they seek to punish and demand that their behavior be accepted by everyone, I take a stand. I say no to gay marriage. Wrong behavior is still wrong, no matter how many begin to accept it. So those are the comments from our listeners. This conversation can continue. And we have this comment from Tiffany and Logan. I'll just get this in. This will be the last word. I'm so sick of hearing people say, hey, we don't agree with your relationship, but we mean that in the most compassionate way possible. By denying equal rights, you're not being compassionate. Plain and simple, this is a civil rights issue. Utah is in direct violation of providing fair and equal rights to all of its citizens. Thank you to everyone who has responded. You can continue that response on our Facebook page and by email. Our thanks to Bill Duncan from Southern Institute and to Senator Jim DeBacchus. Thank you so much to both of you.
It's a pleasure. Thanks.
And thanks to producer today, Addison Pace. Thanks for listening to Access Utah.